You're listening to KVSH LP FM 101.9 on Vashon Island or on the World Wide Web at voiceofvashon.org or on the KVSH app. Hi, and welcome to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Thanks so much for joining me for some music today. On Beyond Category, I play different genres, different styles, music from different places in the world. Mix it up for you a little bit. Hope you enjoy the mix. First on Beyond Category, you're going to hear from a wonderful string group, Here and Now, from an album of the same name, their initial album from 2012. Maz Swift on violin, Tamika Reed on the cello, and Sylvia Bolognese on the bass. And from the album and group Here and Now, here is Ova. Thank you.
Thank you.
on KVSH, two terrific pianists, Aaron Goldberg and Guillermo Klein, from their album Bienistan from 2011. That's Implacable, name of the song. Before that, you heard Eighth Blackbird, the wonderful modern classical group from Chicago. From their 2015 album Filament, you heard Dark Holler, which is movement three of a composition called Murder Ballads. Wonderful group, Eighth Blackbird. And at the top, the great string group Here In Now with Ova. For this next set, I'm just going to play the music for you and tell you about it after the set. I don't want to create particular expectations of what you might be hearing. Starts off with a beautiful short clarinet solo. Here's the music. I'll let you know after the set who it is. Thank you. Four songs there for you, mostly with an Afro-Cuban bent, but I stuck a little Spanish in there as well. Last there you heard from Michelle Rosewoman on piano and composer from her 1987 album Quintessence, along with a quintet. And the name of the song is Vamp for Ochen, and Ochen, as I understand it, is a spirit in the related to the Cuban religion of Santeria. And Michelle Rosewoman is traveled to Cuba and has very close relationships with Cuban musicians and Afro-Cuban music. Before that, the little Spanish injection, Helen Sung on piano from Anthem for a New Day is the name of the album from 2014, but the song is Armando's Rumba, and it was written by Chick Corea, whose first name actually is Armando, the famous piano player. He wrote this Spanish-tinged song to remind him of his Spanish roots, Armando's Rumba. Before that, beautiful piano work from Omar Sosa from Cuba. It's called Oda al Negro from Omar Sosa's album Sentir from 2002. Really gorgeous piano work there. And at the top, very beautiful clarinet work from Paquito de Rivera, who hails from Cuba as well. Contradanza, the name of the short clarinet solo you heard. It's from Havana Cafe, the name of the album from 1991. That set was really fun to put together, as many are, but that one just really gave me some joy listening to it. You are listening to Beyond Category on KVSH. We're at 101.9. FM on Vashon Island, and on the World Wide Web on the KVSH app or at voiceofvashon.org. And speaking of voiceofvashon.org, you can look at all the wonderful KVSH locally produced shows, many great music shows, by going to voiceofvashon.org and clicking on shows. You can hear most shows for 2 weeks archived, streaming after they play live on the air. And also see there a donate button. If you like the music on this show or other shows, please do consider donating to KVSH at voiceofvashon.org. Thank you for your support. Next on Beyond Category, you'll hear a short selection from the wonderful violinist Jenny Scheinman from her album Shalagaster from 2004. Here is Into the Clearing.
Thank you. Thank you.
On KVSH, that beautiful and unusual song is Central Park West. It was written by John Coltrane. It was played by Jack DeJohnette's Special Edition from an album of the same name, 1979. The group led by the great drummer Jack DeJohnette, but there he's not playing the drums. He's playing the melodica, which is a strange instrument that you blow into but has a keyboard but sounds like a saxophone. Did have a couple of incredible saxophonists with him, Arthur Blythe and David Murray, Central Park West. Before that, another beautiful song from saxophonist Joe Henderson from 1969. The song is Black Narcissus from Joe Henderson's album of the same year, 1969, Power to the People. Before that, Yusef Lateef, another great saxophone, flute, and oboe player from a wonderful album from 1961 called Eastern Sounds, bringing sounds of the Far East into jazz for one of the first times. And from Eastern Sounds, you heard the song The Plum Blossom. And at the top, Jenny Scheinman with Into the Clearing from her album Shallagaster. We're going to pick up the pace a little bit to end the show this time around on Beyond Category. Second in the set, you'll hear most of a song called Bolivia from a group called Eastern Rebellion from their album of the same name, 1989. You'll hear Sam Jones on the bass, Cedar Walton on piano, and composer here, Billy Higgins on the drums, and just amazing, wonderful tenor saxophone work from George Coleman, so listen for that when you get there. Before that, you will hear Third Rail from an album from 2002 put out by bassist Ben Allison called Peace Pipe, and it includes some players associated with jazz, but also creating a really unique sound on this album, the Malian kora master Mamadou Diabate. Here's Ben Allison's Third Rail from Peace Pipe. Yeah.
Thank you.
the group Eastern Rebellion with Bolivia. Thanks so much for listening to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Enjoy the music, and I'll see you on KVSH next time.